Let's get back to the Morning Edition song project. This is where we ask artists to write an original song about the pandemic era. Today, two sisters from a musical family.
My name is Angel Boyd. I'm 24 years old. I am the middle child of 9 kids.
5 of those kids are the band Infinity Song.
My name is Victory, and I'm on the older spectrum of the family.
She's right above me.
Right above Angel.
I've got my love for you, mama.
Music was all around Angel and Victory and their siblings when they were growing up. Their dad founded the Boys and Girls Choirs of Detroit.
We just grew up being a part of his choir, helping to like arrange songs and like lead vocal sections of the choir.
You know, like any family, when they do something and it's their livelihood, you just kind of create a culture around it.
'Cause I got mad love for you.
Victory Boyd says the pandemic gave their band of siblings fewer distractions and a chance to work on their relationships with each other. It also forced them to figure out how to survive without touring.
So in order to do that, the plan was to just start singing and making videos.
Which you guys did. You put a bunch of different covers on YouTube.
Yeah, but in order to do that, we first had to harmonize in our relationships.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Like, you can't get those kinds of harmonies without first harmonizing internally first.
That is a lovely line, but is that really true? Like, you feel actually that your music is off. The harmony isn't as tight if there's dissent.
100% true.
Songwriting is about collaboration, but with a big musical family, it can be hard to find your own voice. And I asked Victory how that happened for her. She said she was 16 when she wrote her first song.
It was actually right after my parents just separated and life was chaos. I prayed, Jesus, please hear me when I cry. Don't leave me here to die. I was like, oh, that rhymes. I just sang that over and over again as that this is my song. Like, I never looked back after that.
I asked Angel the same thing. What was the song that made her realize she had her own voice and her own musical story to tell? And she pointed to the song that she wrote for us. It's called Outside Myself.
Having dealt with anxiety in the past, this song is a really good, I don't know, it just represents that sort of struggle for me in a very hopeful, succinct way. I didn't think about mental health when I was writing it, but unbeknownst to me, it kind of is like a mental health anthem in a way.
When my mind's in the madness and I'm lost in the sadness and I can't understand myself, oh. When I'm haunted by actions and I'm caught by distractions and my mind's overactive, oh.
On one beautiful quarantine day, after being inside all day, it was like nighttime and I just went for a walk to like this playground area and just sat on a bench. I didn't have any other words than the melody and the sentence that came to me.
It's so hard to remember there's more to life than what's on my mind. It's more than what I'm feeling inside.
And I sang that over and over and over and it actually helped me to feel better.
And then how did you build it out? How did it grow into a song?
Well, it took me about straight 2 weeks of just writing like journal essays of what this song could possibly be about. And I was telling everyone like, yeah, I have this song. I'll be done with it by Friday. That was week one. So then I was like, all right, I'm going to call up Victory. She's going to know exactly what to do. And there was one day where at this point, we only had the hook. We just had been going back and forth, trying to get the verse. Just get a verse. Just get a verse.
Was it stressful?
It was super, super stressful. Because it should be the easiest thing in the world. But it just, nothing was feeling right. And you always know when it's right. Yeah. And then my dad called me and I had a feeling that he was going to be like, Angel, what's going on? Like, what's taking so long? But he actually gave me like an extra sort of vote of faith and confidence. He was like, you know how to write a song. Like, you know what you're doing. Don't doubt yourself. And then after that phone call, I ended up collapsing on my bed and like finally breaking down because the stress and the pressure was just too much. And I was like, I don't know how to do this. And in that moment, it came.
Ooh, like, be those like moments.
In that moment, directly after that phone call, the song was written, like it was done.
When my energy's tanking and my mind keeps on blanking and my hands won't stop shaking, oh. It's so hard to remember there's a world going on outside.
That's actually where the song began. Mm. It didn't begin with me sitting on that bench in the park. It actually began in my room and probably having a breakdown exactly like that. And so that's why I realized I couldn't write the verse, because I really didn't know where the song began until I was back in that moment.
I mean, Victory, she clearly had something. How much was it just her needing the confidence to do it?
Yeah, all of it was that. And actually, I called Daddy and told him that.
What?
Chacal?
You're kidding
me. I told him that Angel needed support in her songwriting process.
Are you just hearing this, Angel?
You're catching me live for the first time. It's a recurring theme in a lot of my work is having a mental world of your own. I can tend to be very self-critical, and that's not always conducive to the best mental state, but I want people to feel like they can breathe when they hear this song. Let's go.
Angel and Victory Boyd of Infinity Song. You can hear their song Outside Myself in full at npr.org.